Welcome to Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and this is a weekly series heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU. Today, we're talking zero waste. Imagine if we could hold the Ann Arbor Art Fair, and even with nearly a half million people walking through, produce no trash that ends up in a landfill. That day may not be too far away. My guest this morning has made it part of her mission to help get to the zero waste threshold. Noelle Bowman is Solid Waste Program Specialist for Washtenaw County, and I thank you for the time today.
It's a pleasure to be here, David. Thank you for having me.
Well, the concept of zero waste has been bandied about for about as long as I can remember, but it's been over the past decade or so. We start to see things pick up in different ways. Before we get into the meat of the matter, can you kind of give us a Reader's Digest version of how we've started to implement zero waste initiatives locally?
You sort of mentioned that it's been around for some time now, and different organizations and people define zero waste in different ways. Here at Washtenaw County, we define it as working toward the goal of zero waste, meaning working toward the goal of sending zero materials to the landfill and instead recovering those materials through reduction, first of all, and then recovering materials through recycling and compost.
Now, here we are, 2 years after official formation of what is known as Zero Waste Washtenaw. The focus of the program right now is centered on events. Why, in your estimation, is focusing on community events a wiser choice than diving right into the residential and business waste sector?
Public events are very, very visible. So it's just an opportunity to reach a maximum amount of people at these public events.
And so a primary component right now is education and awareness.
Correct. Yep.
Zero waste goals and objectives to this point for the events that choose to participate, and by the word choice, means voluntary. There is no ordinance or legal provision that would require any event to participate. Are you seeing more events reach out to Zero Waste Washtenaw with the idea of getting to that point?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely a growing trend and interest. I think that, you know, as our program grows, we're still pretty young. Like you mentioned, we've been around since 2015. So, for example, I was approached earlier this year by the Main Street Area Association.
Right.
The director over there was really interested in trying to reduce waste at the Taste of Ann Arbor event, which draws 15 to 20,000 people. And she had tried in the past and wanted to pursue this goal, but she didn't necessarily have the resources available to her. So Zero Waste Washtenaw helped provide those resources and direction.
And as you start off, do you set a manageable goal? Let's try and reduce it by 25% this year, maybe 50% next year, and work our way up to 100%?
Not exactly. We figure that, you know, at an event that traditionally has not provided recycling and compost in the past, recovering any material from the landfill we consider a success. So, for example, Taste of Ann Arbor, they were able to recover about 34%, so about a third of their waste, so they still have two-thirds to go. So at first glance, you know, that 34% might seem a little bit low, but I consider it a success. I mean, it's the first year that we partnered with them, and we saved a third of all the waste that was generated at that event from entering the landfill and instead directed it to compost and recycle. And it also provided us a lot of experience and knowledge on how to improve that diversion rate for the future years.
When an organization reaches out to you, and like an event with Taste of Ann Arbor, what are the resources that Zero Waste Washtenaw has to provide in order to even get launched?
Generally, we start with a consultation meeting, just to sort of define the goals of the event. You know, some events just want to provide recycling, and they're not necessarily ready to pursue the full-on zero waste goal. So once we establish the organizers' goals, then we have a foundation to build off of. And basically, what Zero Waste Washtenaw provides is education, both to staff, organizers, and then we offer collection containers for recycle and compost. We provide volunteers that stand at each of the compost and recycle stations to guide guests. You know,
yeah, they see a receptacle and it doesn't matter what it says on the side.
Exactly. And, you know, it can be intimidating to a lot of people who aren't comfortable or familiar with the idea. And so we have volunteers there that sort of ease the individual's, we call it waste choices, and to make them sort of empower them and to build their confidence so that they feel proud and excited to recycle and reduce waste.
We're talking with Noelle Bowman. Noelle is Solid Waste Program Specialist for Washtenaw County and our guest on 89.1 WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Well, as we explore all that goes on in all of the various communities in Washtenaw County and with all of the waste that these kinds of events generate, what is the process for actually going through all of that waste and making sure it goes through the most productive process as opposed to the landfill?
Basically, what really requires a lot of is coordinating with food vendors and other vendors that are distributing materials. So it's a matter of planning and educating them beforehand so that we can plan to only distribute materials that are bound for the compost or recycle versus the trash. So, for example, styrofoam, we aren't able to recover that in a single stream recycling or compost. So that would go into the landfill, so we try to work with food vendors to prevent that styrofoam from being distributed in the first place. And then once we collect all the materials at an event, we actually weigh everything, all three streams, recycle, compost, and trash, and we're able to calculate a zero waste rate. So it's basically the amount of compost and recycle divided by the total waste of the event. So our average diversion rate or zero waste rate at our events is actually 88%. So what that means is only 12% of all of the waste generated at these events is getting sent to the landfill. And the other 88% is being recovered through recycle and compost.
That is both heartening and speaks to room for improvement.
Yes.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking zero waste with Noelle Bowman. Noelle is Solid Waste Program Specialist for Washtenaw County. Are we at a point yet where you can envision a time when truly huge events, the art fair, Michigan football games, and the like, are truly zero waste events?
You know, yes, I can envision that. I think that it will require continuing collaboration and coordination with different organizations and event organizers. But I think that it's absolutely a feasible goal, and I'm actually looking forward to achieving it.
From there, would it move to the residential and business sectors and expand in those directions?
You know, that's a great question. That really depends in large part of direction by city and county leaders. I would love to see that go in that direction.
Might there be a time when it does make sense to make Zero Waste Washtenaw a part of any permit that is issued for events and then perhaps extend into those other sectors as well?
We are in the process of researching and discussing and building support for community-wide. So in my personal and professional opinion, yes, I think that it's very, very likely. As to what exactly that would look like, I'm not sure. And in terms of an actual timeline, when we might see that in Washtenaw County, I'm unsure. But I do know that we are absolutely committed to pursuing that.
As we have pointed out, to this point, it is a voluntary program, and any event that wishes to participate will get assistance from Zero Waste Washtenaw. You did say you could envision a time when these major events are truly zero waste events. Can you roughly identify a time period when that goal would be achieved?
I would say, realistically, I'd love to see it actually happen in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, Noelle, I thank you very much for your time, and I thank you for the information you've shared today.
Yeah, thank you, David.
That is Noelle Bowman. Noelle is Solid Waste Program Specialist for Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard each Wednesday on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.